Governor Bill Walker has money on his mind still. As the state of Alaska continues to face a multi-billion dollar deficit, Walker and his administration are gearing up to write his budget proposal in advance of the next legislative session. Speaking to the Chamber of Commerce, the governor says he expects that the current fiscal reality is the new norm, and Alaska must adjust to long-term low oil prices. Alaska's budget depends heavily on oil tax revenue, and when oil prices are low, that revenue drops. Walker says the legislature failed to act on any new sources of revenue, which is why he moved to reduce the permanent fund dividend appropriation. Walker says he felt it was a necessary move.
And I said in my state of the state, I won't take all the blame. I'll give the legislature all the credit. If there's any credit to be given, I'll take the blame. I think at this point I've succeeded at taking all the blame. I think I've got that all right on me. But that's okay. I don't shy away from that.
Walker says he hopes the legislature will be more willing to look at revenue sources after the November 8th election. And by revenue, he means taxes.
We right now have the lowest personal income taxes or payment of government in the nation. If we put forth all the proposals we submitted last year with $1,000 dividend, we're still the lowest in the nation. I don't like taxes at all. I'm not a tax person at all. I don't like income tax, I don't like sales tax, I don't like any of that stuff. Well, but I can't ignore the government services that we need to provide.
It's not all doom and gloom, though. Walker says there are opportunities the state can take advantage of to create a more economically diverse and stable future. One of those is natural gas. Walker recently returned from a trip to Korea and says other participants in a meeting there were amazed that Alaska doesn't tap into and sell its gas.
They spend $10 million a year to bring natural gas into their country. We're reinjecting double that amount.
Following Walker's presentation, an audience member asked about the Alaska Marine Highway System and how to convince South Central and Interior lawmakers of its economic value to the entire state. Walker says that can be challenging, but the state has started a process with Southeast Conference to establish a long-term plan to stabilize the Alaska Marine Highway System.
And I got a little bit of a glimpse from some of the members of that the committee that we put together, is that they want to be a little more aggressive the Marine Highway System is such a jewel that we don't actually use it as much as we should be able. We should be pushing that and marketing that more than we are. And they're going to be playing more on the offense, I think, on the defense. I like that very much.
Another audience member asked whether the state has a plan to continue funding its share of the public employee retirement system and teacher retirement system, commonly called PERS-TERS, that doesn't involve pushing more costs onto local government. Walker says the state is working to refinance that program, which would reduce the costs and not further burden local communities. During his meeting with elected officials from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, City of Ketchikan, and City of Saxman, Walker says he knows that deficits roll downhill, straight toward local governments. He says the best way to stop hurting local governments is to fix the deficit and stabilize the state economy. Walker says that last year he asked governments to submit resolutions in support of a fiscal plan.
This year we're going a step further. We're going to actually testify and have to say, fix this.
City Mayor Lou Williams III told Walker that from the city's perspective, if the state has to implement a tax, he prefers that it not be a sales tax, because that's a primary revenue source for local governments. Walker responded that he would prefer an income tax. In his earlier comments to the chamber, he said that an income tax would take advantage of all the seasonal workers who take most of their incomes back south when their jobs are complete. Borough Assembly member Felix Wong suggested the state invest in training and education to encourage new industry and look at ways to take advantage of the Arctic opening up to shipping. Walker agrees Alaska is strategically placed.
We need to start thinking, look at our location differently than we have in the past. And our location, we're probably more part of Northeast Asia than we are the lower 48 as far as from a trade. So you're absolutely right to be thinking that way, and that's what we need to be thinking that way. To look at what we can bring to Alaska, and those opportunities are there.
But Walker says the state can't take advantage of those opportunities until it balances its checkbook. During a media interview later on Thursday, Walker talked a little more about the process he's taking to draft his proposed budget. He says he'll repackage some of his previous proposals for revenue, and there likely will be more cuts as well. Walker also talked about the Alaska Mental Health Trust Board's decision in August to log portions of Deer Mountain and land above homes in Petersburg, unless a federal land exchange is approved by Congress in January. Walker says his office heard from many concerned citizens and discussed those concerns with the trust.
It looks like the process really wasn't a good process that was followed. I just saw a press release that the Mental Health Land Trust is now going to sort of reopen the process, have public hearings that should have happened before, receive public input, which should have happened before. So that's a good start.
The trust has scheduled public meetings on the issue in Petersburg, Saxman, and Ketchikan. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.